We're coming through the back of the house. These two rooms are an addition. They were built in 1941. The front part of the house, which is adobe, was originally two rooms.
Hi, my name is Miguel Mendias. I live in Marfa, Texas, and I live in a house that used to belong to my great-grandfather. It's a humble house. It's like 680 square feet. I have this memory of my childhood, my grandmother walking me through this house and explaining a lot, and I'm really grateful to her that she did, and it's amazing to me that I remember it. I told my grandparents that it would be amazing if the house still existed in the future, but I was like, when I get old, you know, how cool would it be if I could come and stay here in this house? And as far as I knew, it sold. They put it on the market and it sold. I wanted to visit my aunt, who was getting so elderly. She was pretty much the only one left of that generation, my grandparents' generation. So I stopped to visit her, and that's how I found out that the house had actually never sold. And then I called my other cousin who lives in California, and he just explained to me that it was a huge mess. And he said that he was done with it, done dealing with it, and that he had stopped paying taxes on it. I thought I was coming to Marfa for like a three-day visit, and instead, on the third day, the day I was supposed to leave, I was going to the courthouse and trying to figure that out. It was slated to be on the next auction. And yeah, I had about $700. I was so desperate for it not to be sold off. I definitely got in way over my head when I decided to keep this house. I just didn't want this house to be demolished. I used to look at things like these cracks in the walls, and I had no idea. I literally would have nightmares about the walls caving in or collapsing the first few months, and just like stress dreams that I would never be able to fix it up. I didn't have water here for 2 years. I moved into the house with oil kerosene lamps and no water. My aunt used to let me carry a bucket from her backyard, and I gravity flushed the toilet. I used to come home from my bartending shift, and I would come home every night and count how much money I made. And then I would almost immediately convert my work checks into cash and I would go make more payments. I did a lot of bartending. Any job that I heard of, I was trying to get. I was pretty miserable because it's not healthy to work as much as you can like that. I was physically exhausted, but every night I would come here, count my money, write it down. It was like a check mark, and then lay in my bed and just be so glad that I was here. I really never thought I would be able to own a home. Because of my particular family circumstances, it was a huge sense of relief. I probably literally cried with happiness because I'm like, okay, I did it. This is the love I feel to my house. This is the level of commitment I felt. I've never had a relationship like this. I put so much into it. It has put so much into me. It has completely changed my life, this house. And, you know, and I can't sell it. And so it's just like, I know that it's this long, long commitment, right? I literally wanted this house since childhood, and I cannot believe it is still here. And I have an opportunity here, but it'll probably just take everything I have, like literally my entire life. This is what we have to do. I belong to you, you belong to me, but I cannot not make those sacrifices.